It's okay. I'm probably still a little congested. I've been sick for with the cold since last Thursday or Wednesday or something. I'm probably not the same cold.
Okay.
Oh, it's pretty quick moving. I forgot to you already. Where can I see the levels? Oh, there source. Alright. Dot, bop, 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 bop. Okay. Alright. I'm resting with my laptop on my lap. A very appropriately named laptop. That sucks.
What?
Okay. Fascinating. Well, you sound fine. Hang on. Hello? Hey. It's okay. I'm fine. Joe's just laughing in my left ear, so I'm chuckling a little bit. Okay. No? What's your Twitter name? No, I don't. I know a bunch of Smiths, but they're not from Montreal. I think not. No, I don't recognize the name. All right. That's a default iPhone ringtone, I'll have you know. Yes. Oh, it keeps me on my toes. Oh, hang on. Oh, no, there's no way I can. Should have heard Michelle's old ringtone. Hang on.
I'll be right back. Actually, no, I'll bring the laptop with me. And I'll bring my phone with me. This will be an experiment. I'm walking, I'm talking. Now it's a hand top. Alright, where's her phone? It's okay. Is her phone on? Let's turn her old phone on. This is exciting. I'm not sure why I'm doing this. It amuses me, though. What do you mean? People love it, and it's gonna be off the air for 5 months or something? Oh. It's about a glee club in some like Midwestern school. Why is her old phone not turning on? Because they're singing and it's funny. It is actually has some funny moments. I don't love it. Where the fuck? All right, forget this. Let me just see just in case it magically rings. Doesn't appear to be. Oh well. It's a nice attempt. I guess her phone's almost dead. Anyway, it plays like a Caribbean, like a steel drummy sounding music on her old phone. She has an iPhone now that doesn't play that anymore, obviously, because they don't have that fancy thingamadoodle. But where's the power cord? There it is. Thingamadoodle, that's the technical term for, that's what the kids are saying. I'm hip to that groove. Sorry. I'm a fan of the bee's knees. It just almost made me spit my beer across my laptop, which would have been unfortunate. Anyway. So yeah, I don't... we can start with whatever you want. You lead the way. Again. As you, I think that will be the usual modus operandi. Just don't ask how you're doing, sweetie, or I'll just giggle again. October. I will Google this. Canadian. Canadian Thanksgiving. October 12th. I don't know. There's nothing in September. There's Labor Day in September. But you have Labor Day. I might have had turkey this Labor Day. I might have had turkey. Well, no. My parents just love making turkey. So, they found an excuse. An excuse was Labor Day. I'm thinking... I have definitely had an entire smoked turkey. I may have had pieces of smoked turkey. Because there's a barbecue place, I mean, as silly as it sounds for barbecue in Quebec, down the street. And, well, everyone from the south will say, oh, barbecue's only from Texas, or barbecue's only from Virginia, or barbecue's only from whatever. And, Quebec is not known for its barbecue, but we have a place that makes food that tastes decent and is nominally barbecue. I can't speak for authenticity, but on Thanksgiving and maybe Christmas, you can get smoked turkey from them. I'm just trying to remember. I don't know if I've had it. I had deep fried turkey this year, though. Last weekend for a faux. Michelle's major ducking. Or had it. I don't know if she made it or had it, but yeah. It was pretty delicious. We could smell it from the street. Like, they live in... We went... There's American friends of Michelle's in her lab. And so They have apparently for years now they've had a friends Thanksgiving, and now that they're in Canada, we're the friends, us and other people in the lab and people around. So they invited like 30 people up, and like we parked outside. There were 4 or 5 floors up. We could smell it from the street, so we just sort of followed our nose to the place, and it was pretty fucking good, let me tell you. What did we do for Thanksgiving this year? We all went to a friend's place for Thanksgiving. I think they were there. And so, not there, no, but on their faux American Thanksgiving last weekend, we had deep fried turkey. I understand, however, since it wasn't the actual Thursday, there was no football on Thursday, there was no days off on Thursday, and so we sort of made do. Our Thanksgiving's a Monday, I think. October 12th is a Monday, yes. I think we have the Monday off. I work from home now, so I have no idea. I don't know what holidays are anymore, because I just work. Or don't, as I see fit. So I don't know when the actual holidays are. Columbus Day might have been the same day this year. Is Columbus Day always the 12th? Or is it... Let's see, Columbus Day...
Yeah, Thanksgiving's always a Monday. Oh, let's see. Hang on, thanks. It appears that Canadian Thanksgiving is consistently on Columbus Day. So for you Americans,
did you hear that? That was Michelle's ringtone. I had to run across the house. Let me turn this back off. See you later. Speaking of Thanksgiving, the people I'm working for are American, so they will not be working on the Thursday, so I may very well do that. Yeah. We get all sorts of American channels. No. No, they're actually, like, it's not a Canadian ABC, it's like ABC Plattsburgh, New York or something. So we get the actual, it's just broadcast over the air. The border doesn't block the signals from arriving at us, as it were. Ipso facto. We don't have some magical electromagnetic field around Canada blocking the airwaves. Oh. Yep. And I'm sure Tornado will correct us. Three weeks, I think. First, when you mentioned, I'd seen people twittering about turtles in the morning on Saturday. I was like, I had no idea what they were talking about. And then, why are you laughing? And then, well, there's a few talking back and forth about, like, because the premise of this Turtles Forever is the turtles from the 80s, our turtles, meaning the turtles of today, the turtles of the youths. And so it was sort of like, as a lot of people on my Twitter list are comic fans, they were talking about it, turtles as in Crisis and Infinite Earths, Earth 1 turtles meaning Earth 2 turtles, and so on. And yeah, ultimately, I didn't mention that, but ultimately, yeah, that happened. But
Yeah, so I was confused. I was like, oh, that'd be a good idea. That'd be awesome. And then when you mentioned Turtles Forever actually being this Crisis and Infinite Turtles, I got very excited and proceeded to hunt all over the internet for it, and someone linked it to me on Sunday morning. And I proceeded to watch it and loved 90% of it. The first bit before the 80s Turtles showed up was a little... didn't love it at that point. But once the 80s Turtles showed up, I was all in. And when they went to Eastman and Laird Turtles, I lost it. I lost it. And with, like, with the... going through all the different Turtles lands with, like, pictures of what I have to assume are different iterations of the Turtles comic book and, like, maybe the Turtles movie and the stuff. And I was like, that was awesome. Got very excited. When Raph got beat up for talking to the camera and breaking the fourth wall, loved that. The Technodrome getting updated to the new 2009 look. Apparently, 2009 Shredder is a mix of Krang and Shredder, it seems. Oh, really? Well, like Krang built his body, it looked like a human. It had a giant brain in the stomach, I understand, but... but it was, like, it was clearly inspired by the two of them. Like a small head in a giant body that can change shape and size. Clearly inspired. Yes, possibly. Or next to Scott Kurtz. Roko Saki. Okay. Oh, like, I think it was at the C. Krell or something. Yeah, whatever. Which Turtles movie? No? Yes. Yes, I enjoyed it. All right. Yeah. I never read the comics ever, so I don't know. Holy shit! James Avery was the voice of Shredder in the old Ninja Turtles cartoon? Oh my god! My mind is exploding. Holy shit! Oh my god. I have tweeted. Oh, Jesus. Wow. That's crazy. Did they get him back for Turtles Forever? I guess not. Oh. Someone goofier. Yeah. Yeah. James Avery. Wow. I could definitely tell it was different voices, but Jesus. I'm just shocked. I don't know how I didn't know that. It's something I should know. That's all. Do we? I had to assume it was not actually Eastman and Laird. Yeah. Yeah, they sold it off to, yeah. You got quiet. You got very quiet. Yeah. Oh, there you go. Yeah. Calm it down. Yeah. Aside from who's Julie Strain? Okay. Okay. Oh no, hang on. Why talk louder? Fuck, what's going on? We are having difficulties. Skype. Why is... I just noticed the levels of... I mean, yeah, I'm not getting any sound from you. Talk again? Yeah.